What would you have done for entertainment? We're talking about the 30s. Did you listen to radio shows?
Yeah, because I had older brother and sister, I guess, I loved the swing era and big bands and dances that were at our house with a bunch of their friends. And I learned how to Lindy Hop and Jitterbug and do all of that very early. Living outside of New York, we only lived about 10 miles from New York City. If you sat at the top floor of my high school, you could see some of the buildings in New York. That's tough to go to school when you can see the buildings in New York City, and that's where you want to go. So I used to go to New York to the Roxy Theater, the Capitol Theater, and the Paramount was the ultimate. If we had the money, we'd go to the Paramount. You'd get to see a movie in those days, and then a big band. Gene Krupa was my favorite band. Benny Goodman we would see, Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey, all the great bands. And I was pretty young to do that. It was because of my brother probably schlepped me along. And I was schlepping along.
You could have been 8, 9 years old.
Probably a little more than that.
But December 7th, 1941, you would have been 9 years old. You have a memory of that day?
I do. We lived on a second story. We were having breakfast, I remember. And my brother was in the store running the grocery store I mentioned. And I remember he ran all the way home and yelled up our steps, "The Japanese just bombed Pearl Harbor." Most of us didn't have an idea what that meant to us at that time. We used to hear a lot from my grandfather about what was happening in Europe.
Then the ensuing time and years rationing, do you remember that there were products that were difficult to have?
When your father owned a grocery store, you could still get a Hershey bar, but mostly didn't have Hershey bars, other than a special party. My dad raised money for war bonds. He had a little horse and a little wagon that went with the horse, and we would go out with that horse and wagon, and whoever the politician was or speaker or celebrities that would come to town, we'd get on the back of that wagon, and we'd travel around Patterson and downtown someplace. They would speak to people, and they'd raise money for war bonds. And then he used that horse and wagon actually to save gasoline. We'd deliver some of the groceries. You know, if you bought $5 worth of groceries in those years, you needed to have it delivered. If you bought under $5, I used to take it in the red wagon to their house. But over $5, my brother had to take him in the truck. So, yes, we all had that situation. Especially my father's only sibling lived in Nyack, New York. It's in Rockland County, New York State. At that time was a non-Jewish community. I think my uncle was the only Jewish family there. He had a gas station right on Route 9, I think, was the highway to Nyack. And we'd go there all the time because my grandmother thought they were starving all week because there was no Jewish place to buy food in Nyack. In her vision, they were starving, which they weren't, of course. So we'd go up on Sunday, load up with food, especially during the war, I remember when things were tight, and we'd bring food up there, schlepping Jewish food to Nyack. Through Sleepy Hollow, the story of Sleepy Hollow took place right there. I remember at nights coming back in the back of my car, and my dad may have had a drink or two more than he should have, and we'd drive about 3 miles an hour, it seems, all the way through that area. Seems like I was always with them. I must have been since I was the lonely kid at the end. I was with them all over. When all the boys were drafted in the Army, my uncle's two boys were in, my brother eventually was in. They'd go up Saturday night to hear the news, to listen to Walter Winchell probably giving us the news at 6 o'clock or whatever. Can't even remember the names of some of the newscasters that were fantastic.
Gabriel Heather.
Yeah, I remember listening to Gabriel Heather. They'd hear the news, and they were scared to death, and their sons were overseas at that time. My sister was a nurse, and so she was at some military bases also, so they worried about everybody.
You remember hearing Franklin Roosevelt, the president, on the radio?
Yes, I did. But you remember, I was born under Herbert Hoover, one of the greatest presidents we ever had. You remember him. It wasn't until Roosevelt became president that we had something to eat.